This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on strengthening strategic partnership between India and USA. The participants are Ashok Sajjanhar, former diplomat, and Simran Sodhi, journalist.
Today we are discussing the relationship of India and the United States, and this discussion we are having as we have the US National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, who is in India on a two-day visit. He has met Prime Minister Narendra Modi, he has met India's NSA, and there are important talks that have happened. Also, this visit underlines the strength of the India-US relationship as India finishes its recent elections and we have the third term of Prime Minister Modi here. Ambassador Sajjanhar, when you look at the visit of Jake Sullivan, do you feel that this also signals somewhere a continuity in the India-US relations, which we have seen that under the tenure of Prime Minister Modi in the last decade has really grown in strength to strength?
Yeah, thank you very much, Simran. You know, what I would say is that India-US partnership really took off with the visit of President Bill Clinton when he came to India in March of 2000. At that time, it was the government of Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. And after that, the relationship has been progressing. It has been gaining more traction. It has become more dynamic, whether it was during the tenure of Mr. Vajpayee or Dr. Manmohan Singh, and then over the last decade with the Prime Minister Modi. But of course, it is also well known that from 2010 till 2014, there was a great stagnation that had come in the bilateral ties, in the bilateral relationship. And that was overcome when Prime Minister Modi took charge in May of 2014. So over the last 10 years, irrespective of which government has been, which party has been in the White House or has controlled the Congress in the United States, the relationship has continued to grow for about 2.5 years from 2014 till the beginning of 2017. We had President Barack Obama who was in the White House. Then for 4 years up to 2021, we had President Donald Trump. And now for the last 3.5+ years, we have President Joe Biden. So irrespective of whichever party has been in power in the United States, relationship has continued to grow. And I would imagine that the visit of U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is a very clear demonstration and testimony that relations between the two countries will continue to grow, expand, and deepen.
Ambassador Sajjanhar, we also see that the United States NSA, he co-chaired the U.S.-India Initiative on Critical and Emerging Technologies here in Delhi, which is a landmark partnership to expand the strategic cooperation across key technology sectors, which includes space, semiconductors, the advanced telecommunications, AI, artificial intelligence, about which a lot is being written these days, quantum technology and clean energy. How do you see India and the United States making this progress that we now step into areas of cooperation which are new, like AI, for example? How do you see that? Do you see that as an exciting part of cooperation, new areas of cooperation between India and the US?
You know what Prime Minister Modi has said earlier, that India, because it was at that time a colony, we missed out on the industrial revolution, you know, when the whole world was getting industrialized, innovation in those areas. India, because of the fact that it was not free, it was not independent, we could not take the full advantage and full benefits of the industrial revolution. But now we are determined not to miss out on the technology revolution. So whatever are the new technologies, we want to participate in that. We want to develop that. We want to be absolutely in the vanguard. We want to be in the front of all those technologies. So I think this initiative, Simran, that you have mentioned on critical and emerging technologies is a very significant initiative. You and your listeners would recall that when the two leaders, Prime Minister Modi and President Joe Biden of the United States, they met on the sidelines of the Quad Summit in Tokyo in May of 2022. Then it was decided between the two leaders that this initiative should be taken, this group should be taken. This would have the participation not only of government, but also of business and also academia and think tanks. And all of them from both sides will get together and will collaborate and cooperate with each other and take the relationship forward in these new areas. So the first meeting of this was held in Washington, D.C., when the National Security Advisor, Mr. Ajit Doval, he traveled along with a large number of senior officials from here, including the head chairman of the ISRO and many other institutions. And that meeting took place on the 31st of January, 2023 in Washington, D.C. And there were a number of universities whose presidents and vice chancellors were represented, and very senior business people were also represented. So I think this was a clear demonstration, Simran, that within a matter of about a few months, both sides were able to put together these big delegations and identify areas where they could work together. As you have said, semiconductors is one of them, AI is another, quantum computing, even in defense and innovation in that area, space and advanced telecommunications, and more recently, there have been other items also. So I think there is this keen interest and determination and commitment on both sides to take the relationship forward. And maybe I could also mention that Jake Sullivan was to travel to India earlier this year in January, in February, and dates had also been fixed. But then at the last minute, this program had to be rescheduled because of the Israel-Hamas conflict that has been going on and other geopolitical considerations. But I'm glad that it is taking place when it is taking place, because Prime Minister Modi and the BJP and NDA have come back in a strong way after the elections. So there is going to be continuity going forward for at least 5 years as far as the Indian side is concerned. But this is definitely a win-win proposition. So I think both sides will continue to work on it and take the relationship forward.
Ambassador Sajjana, we see that the White House, with reference to the visit of the U.S. National Security Advisor, they have said that this visit will further deepen the already strong partnership between India and the United States, and this will also create a more prosperous Indo-Pacific. So I wanted to discuss the Indo-Pacific issue a little more. We've seen a very successful formation of the Quad, where we have India, we have U.S., we have Australia and Japan, and of course, the elephant in the room is China. Do you feel that the cooperation as far as the Quad goes, and especially within the Quad, if we look at the cooperation between India and the United States, that has actually resulted today in a more peaceful and a more secure Indo-Pacific?
Well, yes, I think that is correct, because both India and the United States are on the same page as far as peace, security, development, growth in the Indo-Pacific is concerned. And what Prime Minister Modi has said, that Quad is a proposition for global good. It is an initiative for global good. And there are a large number of initiatives that have been taken under the aegis of Quad, the benefits and advantages of which would be shared with all the countries of the Indo-Pacific. You might recall, Simran, that when President Biden came to power in January of 2021, and the first meeting, in-person meeting, a summit meeting, was held in September 2021, and identify areas, again, critical and emerging technologies. The other was the climate change, and the third was the vaccines to deal with the COVID-19 pandemic. And in the case of vaccines, it had been decided that India would be the one that would manufacture about 1 billion vaccines with the financial assistance from Japan and the United States and technology, and it would be distributed to the countries of the Indo-Pacific. So the point I'm making is that all the discussions, and of course now discussions have broadened beyond those aspects, There is also maritime domain awareness. There is also maritime security. There is education. There is development of infrastructure. So all these issues are being discussed and decisions are being taken on this. So I think the stronger India-US relations are very critical, are very important for peaceful and prosperous Indo-Pacific. And this is what the ICET, the Initiative for Critical and Emerging Technologies, seeks to do. Because I think the stronger that the countries become, and particularly as far as India is concerned, because India is the only country, you mentioned about China, India is the only country which shares a land border with China of about 3,480 kilometers. All the other countries, the United States is far away, Australia is far away, Japan shares maritime proximity with China, but India is the only one, and that boundary, that border is unsettled. We have this line of actual control, and of course there is tension on this line of actual control, because we see that from 2020, China has put in about more than 50,000 troops on its border with India. So yes, the answer to your question is a very emphatic yes, that once the relationship grows between the two countries, between India and United States, it will lead to more peaceful and stable and prosperous Indo-Pacific.
When we look at the India-US relationship, we also see that one of the pillars of this relationship has been the steadily growing defense cooperation between the two nations. Ambassador Sajjanar, we've also seen that the world today, as we see the Ukraine conflict and the Israel-Hamas conflict, both India and the US have taken nuanced positions according to their own national interests. But despite all that, the India-US cooperation in the defense sector has steadily increased. How much of a strength is this in the bilateral tie today, given the complex geopolitical world that we live in?
Simran, I think the defense partnership between India and the United States is at the center stage. It is the pivot of this relationship. Last year, when Prime Minister Modi was in the United States on the state visit in June 2023, then we had signed an agreement for transfer of technology by the United States for the GE-414 air engines. And that would then be manufactured here in India also. India has been demanding for quite some time that we don't want only buyer-seller partnership, but we also want Make in India program, and the United States has been agreeable for that. And so I think this is definitely going to grow and this is going to expand. On the question of strategic autonomy, yes, India has pursued its national interests. It is a large country, the largest population on earth, the fifth largest economy, going to become the third largest economy. So it has its own interests. It is a partner with the United States. It is a very active member of the Quad, as we are discussing. But then it is not an ally, and it will not follow all the policies and all the positions. It will not take the positions that the United States is following. So I think there is a very active conversation that goes on between India and the United States. And there is the respect and understanding that we need to talk with each other, listen to each other, and try to understand each other.
And as Ambassador Sajjanar, you have pointed out, it is a relationship which is marked by strong cooperation and strong agreement on almost all the points in the present world that we live. And in the coming days, we will continue our discussions on the India-US relationship and its many facets. For today's discussion, we bring it to an end. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on strengthening strategic partnership between India and USA. The participants were Ashok Sajjanar, former diplomat, and Simran Sodhi, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com.